Thank you. Sorry? That's what just happened. Oh, yeah. But it's still 1:30, it's still going? Really? I feel bad with this. I try. Okay, let's discuss the ksuba. So we all know the basics. The ksuba has to be filled out. I assume that you get copies of the ksuba. And I'm not going to tell you how to fill it out exactly, but it's important that you know how to fill it out. Most of it is what we call boilerplate. So what we have to fill out is just from memory, that the first day is the day of the week, then the day of the month. You have to get the grammar right. All right, the convention is you write down yomim, plural, till single digits, and then you go to yom, and you put the esrim v'arba yom. That's how it works in this nature. Name of the month. The month includes Mar Cheshvan, plain of, and Adar Rishon and Sheni. And the most complicated one, which is no room for, is B'shloshim Yom L'chodesh Shvat Shurosh Chodesh Adar. You got to fill that into that little line that they don't give enough room for. Well, not Ma'ake, but I'm just as a curiosity. That's something which you put in. That's just date, and then the most difficult part really is the place. The Minyan Shimon and Khan blank. You got to figure out what the place is. I did a wedding on Sunday. I went on Musa. I usually write that Musa means a place. Brooklyn. Someone said, you forgot New York? I said, I didn't forget New York. I didn't write New York. No one knows where Brooklyn is. Maybe some other Brooklyn somewhere else, but it doesn't matter. Start Brooklyn, everyone knows where it is. On the other hand, other places where there are many such things, you should really write the name of the state as well. Some say with Medinas, some without Medinas. Okay, do the best you can. Always good to consult with a local rabbi if you have a chance in advance. And it's always good to fill out the ksuba in advance. And it's always good to bring an extra ksuba. Because you never know, mistakes are always there. Okay? Fine. Then you have the name of the chosen, his name and his father's name. You make sure that it's spelled properly. The Yiddish name is usually an aleph at the end, not a hey. And the kala the same, her name and her father's name. And then, just the names repeat. The only other two blanks besides the names are one for Avuha, if she has a father, for the Medunya, and one for the word V'kanina, which I recommend you put it in advance, because if you don't, you may forget, or smudge, or the other thing can go wrong. There's some machmirin. If the person is a Kohen, either the Chosen or Kala's father should be put in, Levi as well. If the Chosen is a Kohen, you put the word a Kohen not only the first time and the last time when you mention his name and his father's name, Reuven ben Shimon a Kohen, but there are four times in between you say Reuven a Kohen four times. Why? Because otherwise, it can be, if you just write Reuven, so maybe it's Reuven, and only Shimon is a Kohen. Reuven is not a Kohen. How can that be? That Shimon is a Kohen, and said Reuven is not a Kohen. We spoke about that at length. Married a Grusha, married a Chalala. Comes to Levi, it's not so important. There is one remote possibility that the father's a Levi, and the son is not Chalila Mamzer. They maybe not have Grusha's Leviya. My wedding, I'm a Levi, and the Rav did not put in a Levi each time. No. And that was not the minig. So I also didn't do it. One guy made a tumult, so my younger son did it just to make the person happy. I don't think it's such a big requirement. But I think the Nachal Shiva does have it, though. There are many other intricacies about the ksuba, which I'm not going to go into right now, unless you have other particular questions. You have to you learn from experience. You should... It's very good to do it in advance and show somebody. Correct, you make a mistake. It's always good to correct in advance. And again, bring an extra copy. There are many stories I can tell you about ksubas that went wrong. There's some who don't like to put the word v'kanin in, because you know it's merzik shikra. That's very nice, but then when they come and they up to the chuppah and they're reading it, and the v'kanin is missing, they forgot to put it in. Now what do you do? So some rabbis think you just put it in right then and there, but it doesn't sound logical to me. They already signed the ksuba. So you can put in $1 million also with the, whatever you want after you sign the ksuba. Right? So it's not so simple. Then there are mistakes in ksubas. So if it's a regular ksuba, rip it up, it's got another one. What if it's a calligraphized ksuba, a fancy ksuba? Of course, a fortune of money. They make a mistake. So whenever they ask, you want to, you know, you meet with the couple in advance, you want to calligraphy a ksuba, let me see it in advance. Which means I want to see the ksuba in its raw form before they, you know, write it nicely and before they make illuminations and pictures, etc. It's a very good idea. Sometimes they make mistakes anyway. That's a problem. You know, it's hard to have some mama, they spend so much money on it. As once at a wedding of Moshe, it was a Masada Kiddushin, that a fancy calligrapher's ksuba, this goes back 40 years, and they were so frum, they left out the word v'kanina, and they even left out the space to put the word in. That's really frum. So I would have put it away. Rav Moshe, if someone wrote on top v'kanina, you know, with a carrot, and they were on the bottom, this is the kiyum, and then they're aware, no, no. Adam Gogol. You know, I don't know what to do. A little complicated. The laws of Kiyum Shtoris. Complex. So these are some of the laws of the how-to, the basics of how to fill out a ksuba, which is very, very important. You have to know what you're doing. Of course, there are different ksubas for different people. Ksubas of Besulta, there's a ksuba of, that's 200 zuz. We were at 200 skukim. We'll discuss the value shortly. And for a grusha mana, so it's, you write down 100 zuz. And 100 skukim. We'll discuss again the value. What if a person wants to write psulta, but he knows she's not a psula? Rav Moshe writes, it's okay. Let me discuss this a little bit. As long as it's her, it wasn't live with a guy, she's not psula lakuna. Fine. Let's discuss what the shiur ksuba is, okay? So I put a bunch of things on the Mara Makomas. We have to know, is it ksuba d'orais, the ksuba d'rabbanan? What is it? It's a machlokes in the Gemara, of course. How do you paskin? A machlokes in the Rishonim, of course. So what do you do? Lemaisa, lemaisa. So the Rosh writes in the beginning of ksubas that everyone agrees that ksuba is d'rabbanan. And therefore, as you learned, you must learn Kedushin somewhere, it's Kesef Medina as opposed to Kesef Tzuri, which is a ratio of 8 to 1. So the Rosh, but they write in the Ksuba, if you saw the text, the Chaz of the Chimed Araisa. Well, they agree it's the Rabbanan, he says, but they want to give the higher number, 8 times as much. And why so much? So much! 10 times Pidyon HaBen, right? 50 Shkala. Why so much? That's the Lashon of the Gemara. The whole point of a ksuba, he shouldn't be able to divorce his wife on a whim. Come up with a nice sum of money. And they put masvich on the crow of kesef yishkol kemor absulus. That's why some say it's a daraisa, even though it's a rabbanan. But they, since it does say kemor absulus, so we write the highest sum of money. They write the chazachim a daraisa. You shouldn't think it's only the Rabbanan, you only get Kesef Medina. He likes that. The Rosh likes that sheet. It's a problem. It's a problem. There's a Gemara Masechta Ksuvos and Daf Kuf Yud. It's a Machlokas Rabbanan or Shimon Gamliel. Rabbanan Ksuvos the Rabbanan, Rashbagel Ksuvos the Raisa. And What's the whole difference over there? Well, if you learn the sugya, Mos Kaputkaya, Mos Eretz Yisrael, which presumably is a pretty small difference. What do you mean? It's off by 8-1. The Rabban has the kasha right there. What's going on over here? It's off by a humongous sum. So he says that even according to Rashbag, who's Ksuba's Oraisa, the Shur is the Rabbonim. So writes the Ramban. That's exactly the opposite of what we do. The Rosh is, we have Ksuba the Rabbonim, we write the Oraisa to give the larger sum, Kesef Tzuri. Ramban writes, even if Ksuba's the Oraisa, you still only pay the smaller sum. Wow. Of course, the lashon of the Gemara in Ksubas Lamates is Yotzav Kesef Ksubasa, the onus, sounds like it's the same amount of money. Kesef Knas of Ksubasa, says the Gemara, you need the entire Kesef of the Knas, which is Kesef Tzuri. So the Gaon will say, well, the Knas is more than the Ksuba, Daiva Hoyser. Fine. Question. Is the whole ksuba because shlo tekala ben av lotzia? The Gemara says that. Is that the only reason? If that's the case of a problem, why did Amona get a ksuba? A grusha would understand very well. But an Amona? He dies, he gets a ksuba. Why? Nothing to do with tekala ben av lotzia. So, that's a question. So the Ramor writes as follows. The Ramor writes, Zman Hazeh, we don't have to be so careful about the Ksuba anymore. I'll read it to you. I don't know if you, did they get the Rav Makomos? Or they got, I'm not sure if they got from Rabbi Stein the Rav Makomos, or at least the list of Rav Makomos. So Hichos Ksubas, Simen Samach Vov, that's where it starts. Siv Gimel, Ramon. B'malchem Hashem Megashin Rak Meretzon Aisha, Chere Medegashim, and Tzorach Lichtov Ksuba. The case of Ones, Lo Yuchel Shachol Kalyamov. So the Bizman Azeb, Medinas Elu, and Megashin Bal Korcha Shal Isha, Mishim Chere Medegashim, Hoya Ef Shal Hakol B'Ksiva Ksuba. Aval Eina Minit Kame El Nishanas. And the Mephoshim explained, B'kayesh L'chalik Men Dovash Hasem En HaTorah L'garish But still, it's a tzad lahokel. Wait a minute. This is true if the entire purpose of ksuba is what? Shlotikala bein amatsiyah. We can't do it anymore unilaterally without her consent. But if we said, as we said earlier, that there's an independent chiyuv of ksuba, then the whole Ramah doesn't even begin. So the Shita Bekubetz says Beferish Ksubas Lamates and Medbeis. If Ksuba is the Raisa, there's a Chiv of Ksuba without Shlote Kabe and Lotzia. It's an independent obligation. All right. So the Ramah might hold the Ksuba is the Rabbanon. That's what the Beis Shmuel says. The Ramah Paskins. Find it for you. Yes, we write Mezuzi the Raisa. That's our Minik. But as we saw in the Rosh, we write Zuzi Midaraisa, but it's still Midarabonon. We understand very well that even Tashita Bekubetz is correct, that if Ksuba is Daraisa, there's an independent Abukichiv of Ksuba, even without Shlot Kabe and Lotzia. That's why you see by Almona. That may be true according to that Shita, but the Rabbah passes Ksuba is Darabonon. Yeah. There are those who say that we pass Ksuba is Daraisa. Why? Because we write the chaz of the chimed araisa in a ksuba of a psula, and the chaz of the chimed rabbanan in a ksuba of a grusha. If that's the case, if the Ramah really holds a ksuba as the araisa, obviously he disagrees with the shita of Mekubetzes, that he's making his man as that. Okay. If we hold a ksuba as the rabbanan, as the Beis Shmuel said, So what's pshat and arminik? Why do we distinguish between a besula and a grusha? Okay, I read the chalkos b'chokah chavav. Nira, after alocha kaimelan kibadam aksuba derabbanan. The Rova Poskim Svirlu Pachi, Ufasha Baal Mugza, as the Beis Yosef said, Mikomakom, Me'acha Shaminik Lichto the Psula Medoraisa, Hakavonik Moshekosa Varosh, Shitan of Masayim Dina Kesef Tsuri, V'chol Tnai Shibamon Kaya. Okay, you want to give more money? You can give more money. That's what the Chalkas Mechokik says over here in Sivkotin Chavav. Okay. That's what he says. Okay. Nu, Lemaisa, you give a psul the Baal's story. So what does she get? Twice what Amona gets? 16 times! You have Messiah Tzuri, you have Mayor Medina. People don't realize that. Okay. So what does this translate into cash? Give me cash. Give me cash. The Rambam tells you in Hilchos Ishus how much what a dinar, how much it is. So 200 zuz, it comes out to, we'll think metric, 960 grams of pure silver, which is approximately 31 troy ounces. Which, when this was written a couple of years ago, was worth $450. Okay? Chalkos Mechokik writes, in trying to figure these things out, that it's 10 times Pinyon Aben. So that means Pinyon would be about $45. People give only $5. What do they give, though? Silver dollars, real silver. I have to go on them somewhere and then computer if I want the silver dollars worth nowadays. Probably a lot of money. I sure hope so, but it'll be worth at least $9 because otherwise the penny of the bed is not enough. Figure out, it changes by the day, of course. Look in the newspapers, figure out exactly how it works out. Okay. The Taz, here in Simon Samach Vov, Sivkot and Aleph, says something interesting. Please. I have Taz Ksavya, just throws you off. They have Taz Ksavya and Taz Plain, and they're all intermingled. Taz, I'll quote you the Taz. Ikar k'suba shlo, 200 zuz of besula and 100 of amona. She have to pay. Watch this now. B'mos tovim ayotzim b'shas piron aksuba. Money? Did I hear money? I thought you're paying silver. The truth is, this is Tosis Kasha. K'suba tavyudim and aleph. What are you talking about? Mos kaputkiya, mos eretz Yisrael. You got to give 50 shkolim of pure silver. Apparently, the remainder, if you're giving in cash, is your own obligation. It's a kind of a tosefes. Well, we know about tosefes, don't we? Everyone knows about tosefes ksuba. You're allowed to add ksuba. Yeah, everyone knows that. How do we write in our Tosefes Ksuba? I mentioned to you before. We have Skukim. Hanosa Isha Stam Kosel Lefi Aminik. Aminik Amedina writes the Mechab and Sif Yud Aleph. Okay. We have something called Nedunya. We have something called Tosefes. Says the Mechab again, Aminik Amedina. V'yesh mekoma shenog and lichtov kol haksuvus b'shove. Afilu lo echnisa lo klum. That's today, you know. Not everyone has a rich shver. You get nothing. You still write down, I got, oh, the dunya, 200 skukim, which we'll see is a lot of money. Hodos ba'adna kemehidim dami. You have separate document. We have the same amount of ksuba we have, at least in this country. In Eretz Yisrael is different. In this country, you always have the standard amount. The standard amount, that's what we write. The Bach explains, Masayim is cooking for a basula, 100 to 27 ksuba, 100 for the dunya, even with nothing, as the Ramah says. That's what we assume. There are three different chiyuv in the ksuba, writes the Drisha. Kesef, Zuzi, Masim, the Chosef, Ribbit, the Raisa, Ika Ksuba, the Dunya, Meir's Kukim, and the Tosevas, Meir's Kukim. That's it. The Taz says no. Instead of saying old Meir's Kukim, take out the Vav, should be Ad Meir's Kukim. That the 200 Kukim includes everything, the Ksuba, and the Dunya, and the Tosevas. You'll say, if I write $450, it doesn't pay to fight. That's what they're fighting about. Whether Ika Ksuba is above and beyond or not. All right. Now, more than that, there's another task. This is important already. In Sif Yud Gimel, Sim Saravav, Sif Yud Gimel, there's a lengthy task at the end. Here's where the Amor writes, Amorat Shabal, Lagarish, Amalo, Lohevit, Mashiach, Yakosav, Tanoim, and Onema. All right. But in the middle of this long discussion of Ksuba, in the Taz, it's called Sifkan Vav in this print, but there's so many different numberings. I write Sif Yud Gimel. That's where the Taz is found. He goes as far as to say as follows: if you give more, it's a chashash ribis, except for the ikur ksuba. Oh, it's ribis over here. What's he seem to be saying? Ikur ksuba is a milva ksuba b'torah. The Torah tells you how much to pay in terms of pure silver. That's it. You got to pay pure silver. Okay? Chayim and HaTorah and Rabbanon. You didn't accept it on yourself. 10 times Pidyon HaBen. As the Chalkos Mechokek says, you give 10 times Pidyon HaBen, that's how you fit it. That's how you take care of it. Zuli Doraisi writes a Beferish. He says, Zuli Doraisa. If Eshim Dina Shapinyan Aben Olam such, Chamish Lut, some Asayim Dina is Chamishim Lut, 10 times Pinyan Aben, as Ksuba Darais, according to the Chavadok Sivkan Chavdala. Fine. Doesn't matter what dollars, Matbeyas, Kaputkia, nothing makes any difference. Pure silver. Okay. So when? So you pay, presumably, you pay, Rabbi Osai, at the time of payment. Right? If there's a chalila divorce, whatever X amount of silver is worth at that time, you got to pay. Either you give silver, shabbat kesef kekesef, or you give dollars. You look it up in the papers that day. Problem is, the lion's share with the silver is what you accept it upon yourself. Could a person accept upon himself to pay pure silver? Does that work? A ban? Pashas, no. It's chayvus only in dollars. Dollars.
What difference does it make?
But what?
Well, why shouldn't
we? I can obligate myself to you $100. I'll obligate myself to you a cell phone. If I give it to you, I don't give it to you. I can obligate an object. But the pashas is that way. I'm not going all choshen mishpah right now. But since that's true, there was once a rabbi, I remember there was a wedding, this goes back 40 years, maybe more even. He made an announcement at the wedding, Talmud of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, based on Tosis in the beginning of Afal Pi, that the ksuba, you have to pay 100 pounds of silver. He said, 100 pounds of silver today is worth such and such amount, and that's what it is. And I was wondering, what's he talking about? Should it be determined at the time of the divorce? Who cares what it is now? He looked up in the Times of that day and he figured it out and made a big announcement. But I think maybe he's right. Because I was thinking from the perspective of silver. But the Tosefis and the Nedunya is Matbeos, is Kukim. That's what the Taz is at the end of the Siman Samach Vav. So apparently he's right. Rav Moshe writes as follows in Chelek Dalet Siman Tzayaf, doesn't even pay to discuss what a ksuba is worth nowadays, because it's all negotiations, right? You can't get divorced without both of them agreeing. So if he wants to, if she won't, he'll say, I'm not going to give you a get unless you've been merchel the ksuba, which happens typically today. It's in the dark. There's always mechilas and ksuba. But let's say, for argument's sake, she doesn't want to get divorced until she gives X amount of money. So they have to give more money. It's just a matter of negotiations. But Amona, which is the tzava, right? So that. Anyway, he writes, Moshe writes, Masayim Zuz, even an Anishibanim is not going to start not divorce for $450. So they'll put the Takonis Chachamim to Chayim Kesef Tzuri, even the Ksubas Rabbanan, as we saw in the rush, not going to work today. $450, Moshe was probably even less money. Avishaila. It says Beferish, Rabbi Osai, in a Mishnah in Pein or Yerushalmi, that 200 Zuz is enough to live for a whole year. A whole year. That's why you're no longer an ani if you have that much in your pocket. With respect to tztaka, your adeus of information in the Gimel, it says, depends on the zman and the makom. Depends. So Rav Moshe writes, why do we have to have service ksuba in the dunya of 200 skukim, which he says is 100 pounds of pure silver, based on Tosis, because Tosis says a liter is a pound, you know, libra, liter, it's all the same, Latin, the same thing. And a zakuk is a half a liter, a litra. So 200 is 100. Rabbi should say 100 pounds of soups. That's what it does. That's what you have to do. Okay. So what is this? Lemaisa, lemaisa. Rabbi Moshe says it's at least 100 pounds of soup. Okay. Every pound of silver is 453 grams. So if Pinyon of Ben, we said it's 96 grams, let's round that to 100 grams, okay? A Shir Ksuba would be 1,000 grams, okay? And a Shir of 100 pounds would be 45,300 grams. Hey, what's going on? The Zunya and the Tosefes is what? 45 times as much as the Ksuba itself. So the Ksuba itself pales in comparison. Right? One's 1,000 grams, one's 45,000 grams. Okay? So we'll say, if Pinyon Abed is, let's say, $50, which it was, depends, goes up and down. So 200 is $500, and 100 pounds is $23,000. You think that's a lot? Chazanish says it's more. 57,600 grams. Wow. It's about 50 times, 60 or 50 or 60 times the Ksuba proper. So Rav Moshe is 45, Chazanish is not sure, 50 or 60. Chaim Noah quotes a Drisha who says it's only four times Messiah's Zeus. Hey, what does that come out to? The whole thing, Sachakal Bakal Bakal Mikum, will be something like $1,800, maybe plus 450, not plus 450, depends on the Taz. But if you look carefully, this is found in the same Amidas as Shira Torah, the Drisha backed out. It's really 16 times as much. 1/6. So that's already, now we're talking about a few thousand dollars at minimum. So that's a question. Is Reb Chaim Noah correct or incorrect? Once had a case where the woman insisted on not being merchel the ksuba. So I wanted to suggest maybe she give the guy, give her enough to last, to live for a whole year, based on the, we said before, and possibly based on Pshara, Din V'Yosher. And we said before, the idea of 200 zuz is to be able to live for a year. No. So the Dayanim in Israel said, you're out of here. Well, they said, you can't do that. They said, after the lowest year, Hamotzim Echavel of Araya, Reb Chaim Noah. So I gave Reb Chaim Noah, which is almost nothing. If I had to do it today, I'd probably give Reb Chaim Noah times four. It seems to be based on a mistake that the Drisha originally says four times, it's really 16 times. That's what I probably should do nowadays, based on a Motzei Mechaveru, all of Araya. Apparently in Poland, the 200 Zkukim was 20 times Masayim Zuz. It means in Matbeis. That's how we understood the Nachla Shiva, which was Mara Mintz. So he has a kasha. Why do we say Kesef Tzaruf? Zkukim Kesef Tzaruf. That's a Tata de Sasre. Zkukim is a coin, but it's a dollar amount. You don't talk about Kesef Tzaruf. That's the problem that he has. I don't know. It's hard to know. The kitzit comes out, according to the Drisha, should be $2,000. After he backed out, $16,000. Chaznish is $30,000, or at least $25,000. It's a sum of money. Okay? We have to end on time today, so let's just skip to the next topic. We know, Rabosai, that a person has to have a ksuba. Chaznish on the ksuba, it's bilas nus. Good. Fine. So what do you do to avoid bilas nus? That's the most important part of the ksuba's manazeh. It's never collected, really, kavat, but you don't have bias nus, so we certainly have to have a ksuba. That's what we're on the Ramal, you don't need a bias manazeh. So, if your ksuba is lost, you have to write a ksuba dirchus. That's another topic, let's just mention it briefly. Ksuba dirchus is a complicated document. It's twice as long as a regular ksuba. You got to get it right. You should try to have a copy somewhere. I think on the yeshiva, they have it on their website. They have ksuba dirchus too. Just make sure you fill it out properly. Okay. Aye, Rabbo says a chiyuv ksuba anyway. The answer is lo samcha daita. Sure, it's a chiyuv ksuba, but it's for smichas das, has to be a written copy. A written copy. It has to be there. That's why you have to write it. Okay? So Bilas knows even there is a chovas ksuba. And Shulchan Aruch says so. Simen samach vav, sif tes. Kolapoch is mishia ksuba bilas of Bilas knows. Right? Not only if she was meichel ksuba afterwards, no, at the time of the kiddushin, no ksuba, even though it's no bottle, she has a ksuba. Bilas nus came and she's svura, she ain't lo samcha data. It says it shows in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, fine. All right, with me. What about Fakert? She really has no ksuba, but she thinks she has a ksuba. Could be it's good, right? It all depends on what's in her mind. There would not be less than she thinks she has a ksuba. That's very relevant. But, of course, if the ksuba gets lost, let's take a look. Ksuba gets lost, it's been known to happen. It often gets lost at the wedding. Never give it to the kala. It's now they ready to start. Give it to kala, give it to a mother right away. I have cases where the kala lost the ksuba. At least two cases where they lost the ksuba at the wedding. They called me up in the middle of the night. No ksuba, what do we do? Okay, Rabbi said these things happen. So, fine. In kasa the ksuba v'nevda, tzorach lichta v'acheres biker ksuba. Also lo adam nishos mishto sharachas below ksuba. Okay, you have to understand this. Ramo, ir she kashua kaka v'ashe golem in a year v'avdu anashe v'ksuba shalem. I was told that when the Jordanians captured the old city in 48, and they took everybody captive, and they let him out after a number of months, right away the Rav Mintzberg was a big tzaddik, the Pikeach, guys, write in the Ksuba, so the Ksuba is aloft in Jordanian captivity. Who would think of that in such a moment? You have to have a Adam Godel, Kach Shamat. Okay. So that's what it says. Fine. Interesting. The Shulchan Aruch talks about a case of a mokom she'ein kosim ksuba. It's the Gemara such a case. Maybe in that kind of situation, you know, she was so mechtas with that one. But Zman HaZeh, I think every place in the whole world is a mokom she'kosim ksuba. Says the Gemara after Nalaf Masechta Ksubas, if he didn't write a ksuba, kol nechosav achror and the ksuba. It's chayim anyway. Tanai Bezdin. Okay? Says the Gemara, though, that's a shayla b'achrayas tol sofer lav tol sofer. Maybe it's just left out by mistake. It's chal anyway. Frek the Ramban, the Takanas Shimon ben Shetach, that all of the possessions are mortgaged to the ksuba. So what's with achrayas tol sofer? Answers the Ramban, and I quote, Shimon ben Shetach tiken shiye kosev lo kein, lo kosev lo, my havi, the Shimon ben Shetach or a kashar shtaris. Can you imagine that? The whole famous Hakana Shimon ben Shetach, you have to do it. But if you didn't do it, it's not automatically binding. Shimon ksuba rabo says, not a Tanai Bezdin. Yes, the ikon ksuba is a Tanai Bezdin, that you have to give 200 zuz if you have the money. If you sold off your property in between, mi'ikon takonas chazal, you can't collect. Rambam sounds no. That kol nechosim ha'achroim ha'vol nechsubasa, and she gets meshubadim automatically. Ayra Meir says no. Lav tol sofer. So you look in the Tosfos reading Ksubas, Rav Meir denies takonas Shimon ben Shetach. That's what he says. Doesn't know from it. We of course pass like Shimon ben Shetach. Oh, fine. Says the Meiri on that in Mishnah and Aleph. Im hister be feyre shlo yel shana khos im shubad im losa ksuba mikom kom go ve kul be bnei khori. He doesn't say it's a rasha. Get an impression it's not a bilas nus. And the mashal on Pei Bei says, that's what Shimon Meshedach has found. His ikat hakana was, all in the chas should be achro on the ksuba b'on of b'nei chorin. Right? As opposed to what? Lady, this field is meyuchad for your ksuba. Oh, that's no good. That's no good. But just leave it blank. That's going to work. There was no takana chachamim that is a shiba automatically by itself. At all. The Ramban says you've done the chatchila, and according to the Ramban, it's a Tanai Bezdin. Different opinions. Okay. It's a tumim. He says in Simen Nun Dalet, there's a ksuba which is meuchar, yosheves tachas baile below ksuba klal, ubilosa bilasnus, befrat the takana shimon ben shetach, shitzarach lichto kol nechos achrona ksubasa, atzman ha'ichar, ein shibut klal. You get an impression, there's no Tanai Bezdin like the Rambam, it's takon lechat chila, there's no shibut nechosim, it's a bilas nus, against the Rambam. Against the Rambam. Yeah, and the Chaz Nishtem seems to say that way as well. So there's four different shittas, if you add them up, in this Nakuda. I saw the sefer ksubi l'chosim, it's a great sefer. Beautiful, it brings a proof, and the Bryce and the Nav is not a bilas nus. What does it say? Ksuba no achrayas, gov mibnei chorin, right? Don't tell me, is it Russia? Right? That's what it is. That's what it is. They bring various rayas, which we can't go into right now. Let's get down to the last topic for today, because I see I have to end on time today. We don't have a minion. So we'll get to the very, very important point. Tosfos Gittin Daf Yud Ches says there were Mekomos where they wrote the Ksuba on Erev Shabbos and they started the Motzei Shabbos. It's not right to do it because of the Tosefes. Dilma Lesle Kola. But Konami Yode? Lek Alamechash Namidi. It says in the Gemara Baba Basu Kufayan Beis. If you know the day of the Kenyan, you're right, they have the Kenyan. Gentlemen, when was the Kiddushin? When was the Kiddushin?
Shabbos.
On Shabbos? You can't get married on Shabbos. Only the Ramah's emergency case. You don't get married on Shabbos. Again, they wrote the Ksum on Friday and they signed it about the Shabbos. When did he put the ring on the finger? Now, in Rashi's time already, they got married under the Chuppah and they read the Ksum just to make a little bit of a hefsek. If Tosis is the same, which is presumably true, so I thought it was probably true, what? That means they got mad Motzei Shabbos, and they wrote the Ksuba on Friday. It's a Muktam. It's 2 days of Muktam. That's Friday's day instead of Sunday's day. Apparently the answer is, they did a Kabbalah's Kenyan. As we just saw, I have a Kabbalah's Kenyan, so the Shiva's chal from that moment, and no problem. Rav Moshe disagrees. Rav Moshe writes, that's not true. Chelek Dalet Simchufei, He says in those days, they wrote the Ksuba after the Kiddushin. And if you write the Ksuba before the Kiddushin, and the Kiddushin is the next day, Rav Moshe writes the Shtam Muktam and it's puzzle. Aye, but you were Makabal Kenyan earlier. Writes Rav Moshe, you can't be Makabal Kenyan if you have no status. A Ksuba only works for someone who's already married in the first stage of Kiddushin. That's Rav Moshe's Chiddush Nifl. It sounds like it's against enough on the Tosis. But from Messiah, the Messiah of the base, quote, will the Kodem Erisin Lech Lamecha Shekosavla? Not afraid that you're going to collect from the Lekuchos Shalokidin. But Moshe explains, you know why? Because they didn't write the Ksuba before the Kiddushin. Because if they did, it would be a Shtar Mukdam. But the problem is, the Rivash, quoting the Chagos Mechokek, says, if you write a Mishudecha Saksuba, and you back out before the Erisin, you get nothing. Impression is, if you did get married to her, the Chiv is Chal, even the Tosefis, which he talks about. So Rav Moshe says, well, if the Rivash meant that, he should have said we passed like Abelazo ben Azariah, that the low cost of Almanas Tekonsa. He did call Abelazo ben Azariah a few lines later. Look at the end of the Tshuva Rivash, the Pella. If it's Chal, obviously you can't collect before Gerishin. That's exactly what the Rivash says. Lokos Almanas Tekasha, Lekonsa, and there's no Chiv if you back out from the Shidduch. And Rav Moshe says, Pshat, that the Shtar is possible Mishem Mukdom, that's not the Pasha, the Pshat, and the Rivash, as guess what? Rav Moshe concedes. He's against the Pasha of the Rivash, who says that there's no problem writing a ksub before the Kiddushin, and it's a Shiva Nechasim from the moment of the Kenyan, even though they're not married yet. I always say, according to Rav Moshe, forget about a case where they wrote it by day and they got married by night, which is a problem. Every ksub is a problem. Every ksuba, we sit there, you know. I used to do the ksuba, we just a chast on Sunday. We had the ksuba, and they picked up, gave my pen to pick up, became the chalipin, and they ate him sign. It's all a bluff, the chalipin. It's meaningless. Why? Hadra Sudra Lamari. As soon as I finished, I put the pen back in my pocket, and the chalipin can only be held then, otherwise it was called Kosa Kinyana. Every single ksuba, the whole chalipin is a farce, according to Rav Moshe. It's a little bit strange, no? Every ksuba is farcical. Unless Eretz Yisrael minute, where they start to pick it up under the chuppah after they're getting married. But we in America, we don't do that. All right? So every chalip in a ksuba is a joke, according to Rav Moshe. Having said that, the Shulta Giborim sounds like Rav Moshe. He says as follows. Im hiktim odom niktov shtar ksuba koduk nisos al chuppah yoma yomayim. Ain't the post of Mishmashtai Chova Mukdomin? Why? Shari Iker Aksuba Roar the Schaiv Zeh Mina Erisin. Mina Erisin sounds like only after the Erisin. Wow. So I saw there's a beautiful sefer called the Mishpat Aksuba. We have it here in the Bezbezn room. I don't have time to read it to you. You can look it up. And it's in Chelek Aleph. He quotes Rav Yoshev as a Chiddush Nifla Venaira. He says, it's true, you really need to have an official status for the ksuba to take effect, but we have status nowadays too. You know what it's called? Shidduchim. Shidduchim is status. So shidduchim is nothing. I mentioned that last time. You're not a chosin yet until you put the ring on the finger. Well, especially if you wrote tanoim. We finally found a reason, according to Rav Yoshev, to write tanoim a few minutes before the wedding. And if this is correct, you should do the tanoim before the ksuba, which we normally do. Once in a while, comes a fakert. Called Rav Yoshev, should do the tanoim before the ksuba. Okay, fine. The Nachla Shiva, Simon Yud Beis, it's all about ksubas, quotes a Mordechai Gittin. They would sign the ksuba before the bracha. For lo chazul the mechzik shikra after havel aliyintu adayin lo kara. Didn't happen yet. Vasuka also in you. Now wait a second. The nachla shiva's time, they certainly got married under the chuppah. Certainly. And nonetheless, the obligations of the Tosefta Ksuvim Dunya take effect before the Kiddushin. So you see, it's clear against Rav Moshe. But he does quote them custom, to be honest, that they saw the Ksuvah under the Chuppah, which is, you know, found that minute. There are more rights, you should write the Ksuvah before the Chuppah. It should be Chuppah Rol Abia. We mentioned that last week. Presumably there are Ramos Lashitoso, we mentioned last week, that the Kiddushin and the Nesuah Bachala one shot. And according to the minute that you saw in the Ksuba under the Chuppah, no. So what do you do? Maybe they'll hold it, as I said, the Nesuah until take effect until after the Birchas Nesuah, and from that point it'll be Ruil Abia, and then we'll worry about Merzik Shikra. In any event, you get a pressure from the Ramah that she would have Ksuba Chal. But the Ksuba, which was written before the Kiddushin, Pashtus. Now the Maramins is the third minig, quoted by Nachal Shiva, amazing. Kabbalah is Kenyan before the Chuppah, and sign under the Chuppah. Wow. 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 I don't know. That's a little difficult. Seems to me that we, Rabosai, listen carefully. Our minig is as follows. When a person is Mekabel Kenyan, it's still a Chuppah Shein Ruil Abia. Why? You didn't give her the Ksuba. We said before, if she doesn't have the Ksuba in her hand, there's no Smichas Das. So how do you have a Chuppah when she has the Ksuba in her hand before? We give it right away. Look right away. You read the Ksuba, it takes 5 minutes to read a long Ksuba. So for those 5 minutes, there's a situation of a problem. Chuppah ain't a real debia. Seems to me, Rabbi Osai, that we are relying on the Kenyan Bifnei Edom, against Rav Moshe. That Kenyan is a valid Kenyan. Now what about Merzik Shikra? To postpone until the Chasim after the Chuppah, as they do in certain places. Because you're going to make a mistake. Well, you don't want to be separate between the Kenyan and the Chasima. Have a into. All it means is they agree to it. No. That's not Mexican Shikra at all. That's what we assume. Oh. As a Mefurash Gemara, Bosai, Kiddushin Nunim and Beis, Asu David Kasvik, the Hadar Mekachi, Befeirish, Parallel Shiva's Chabashas Kiddushin. And they quote, that's quoted from the same for the Yad Dovitz. Holds away now. What about Mukdam? Why? Because the Shiva Nechasim is Chal before the Kiddushin, as we said ourselves. Or another wild idea, even though the Shiva is only Chamashas Nesuin, but it's a coal. It's a coal. The what? That she's not married till later on. That's a Chiddush. Interesting, there were those, again, the same in Mishpat Aksuba. This is in Perek Nun, so it's a later volume. That there were those who saw the Ksuba by day when they got married by night. Why? Listen to this one now. The Shiva Nechasim was only Chal B'Sof Hayom. So, if they get married at night and the Ksuba by night and the couple's together, B.S. Mitzvah that night, there's no Shiva Nechasim. Not until the next day. So Shkia. Wow. There are those these days, a new chumra, they insist on Edim Isira for the Ksuba. It's the latest rage. When I got married, they didn't require, I still don't require. Even if you'll say that the Shiva Nechasim is Chal at that moment, because of the Edim Isira, doesn't help. Because you want that she be Smichas Das, that the woman should be able to collect from that moment, and she can't. Well, who's the Edim Isira going to be around 20 years later when she wants to collect? They're going to remember what time of the day the chuppah was. Nah. Seems to me, as some of the poskim say, b'zman hazeh, we don't collect from mishubadim at all. At all. Who collects from mishubadim nowadays? Mishubadim meant you collect it from, you know, real estate which is under lien. That's what mishubadim means. Some of the more recent Svarim say you don't collect these things anymore. It's just not done. But still not a problem. It's not a bias nus, because he collect of all the nechasim b'nei chorin. That's what most poskim hold out that way. We saw the Marsha. Or, in the alternative, is a Rash V'nai Gimel that seems to say, as long as she thinks that the ksuba is 100% good, there's no bilas nus. Even if she doesn't get the ksuba at that moment in time, it's a yedida shibud chas, she doesn't have it yet, but she doesn't know, she's not shipping lambda. It's not kalbein of lotzia, right? The smichas das. He thinks, she thinks, they both think everything is 100%. Despite that fact, Rabbosai, if the ksuba gets lost, a new one should be written. We don't rely on the Kinyan Suda. The Ramos Simon Samech Vav Sif Aleph, the very beginning of Hilchos Ksubas, the very opening Sif. Okay, Oslus Yachad Makala Konshuk of the Ksuba. Okay, Yeshom Ne Nismocha Eidim. Oh, the Mechaber says maybe like this. What do you do? Yichtol Ashtar. Oh, Sheidel of Eidim. It's enough. Ramah ain't lispoch ha'edim rak mishas ha'tchak u'miyad shesh to p'nai lichtov tzorch lichtov. Okay, so if you go this way, the first night is always a shas ha'tchak because the ksuba is not effective from the shibud nechasim perspective until the next day. So you rely upon the kinyan sooner. What's we call the fisha? There are chalikos b'chogim. The fisha. The fisha. That's every wedding night, according to these poskim. Yeah. Or let's say you're afraid it got lost. Maybe it got lost. Didn't get lost. Did it get lost? A few days, you make sure it's okay. That's the shah. You can rely upon the Eidim. But if you had a ksuba and it got lost, you may even call it the mechaber, it's no good. The mechaber is relying on Eidim if you never wrote it in the first place. But if you wrote it and it got lost, it's even worse. So you have to write a ksuba there. So we'll stop here because we're out of time. And I wish you always to be possible to collect the shilas correctly. And once again, if you're not sure, ask somebody else who has more experience. Okay?